"Sure we haven't missed it?" said Antony. The park lay quietly in the moonlight on either side of the drive, wearing a little way ahead of them a deceptive air of smoothness, which retreated always as they advanced. "Rum, isn't it?" said Bill. "An absurd place for a bowling green, but I suppose it was always here." "Yes, but always where? It's short enough for golf, perhaps, but... Hullo!" They had come to the place. The road bent round to the right, but they kept straight on, over a broad grass path for nearly 20 yards, and there in front of them was the green. A dry ditch, 10 feet wide and 6 feet deep, surrounded it, except in the one place where the path went forward. Two or three grass steps led down to the green, on which there was a long wooden bench for the benefit of spectators. "Yes, it hides itself very nicely," said Antony. "Where do you keep the bowls?" "In a sort of summer-house place, round here." They walked along the edge of the green until they came to it, a low wooden bunk which had been built into one wall of the ditch. "Mmm, jolly view!" Bill laughed. "Nobody sits there. It's just for keeping things out of the rain."